USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Navy sends two ships and personnel to assist after two attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. blaming Iran for the attacks. The tankers owned by Japan and Norway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out from the State Department. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said it is the assessment of the U.S. government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Mr. Pompeo also said this is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be leaving her high-profile post.
I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
President Trump tweeting, after 3.5 years, our wonderful Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving the White House at the end of the month and going home to the great state of Arkansas.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family, her husband, who's a fantastic guy, and her family.
Later, the president speaking out about Sanders' departure at an event about criminal justice reform.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The White House reacting to mainstream media spin on President Trump's interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, who for years worked for the Clintons and now is the host of ABC's This Week program. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president in his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA News for your health now. With so many people trying to eat healthy, Tyson Foods coming out with some new nuggets. But the question is, will this product actually taste like chicken? More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
The nation's biggest meat producer is saying it will debut its plant-based nuggets this summer as part of a new brand. Tyson's Raised and Rooted brand will sell plant-based and blended meat products. The new brand would put Tyson in competition with meat alternative brands like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. Tyson Foods expects to be a market leader in alternative protein, which is experiencing double-digit growth and could someday be a billion-dollar business just for Tyson alone. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.